9 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and whenever there is a Gulf Breeze City Council meeting the morning after, we like to connect with Sam Abel, the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. And last night's was a bit of a thing. So dealing with a very difficult topic, of course. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. You've had no calls on your phone. You've had nobody you've had to talk to and nothing you've had to explain in the last 10 hours, right?
I only wish I could say it was so.
So let's talk a little bit about this. Obviously, the big story was the penalty assigned by DEP that was had to do with that sewer interconnection problem where the sewer line and the water line got misconnected that you guys had... a part in, but a very tangential part by my read, but you nevertheless had to deal with this penalty. So DEP put $1 million penalty on you, but they gave you an option, right?
They did. You know, we've had media reaching out to the city for comment, and obviously, you know, the media likes to report on conflict and is looking for that, you know, that statement from the city that this is unfair, you know, from DEP. And we're just not there. Obviously, we were very shocked because the city operates an enterprise outside its city limits, and this is a cross connection that occurred when a private contractor inadvertently connected a new residential sewer line to a private utility's water main, which is that private utility is Midway Water System. The lines hadn't been located. The cross connection was not inspected, and so to get that fine was shocking.
And the contractor, not to interrupt you, Sam, but the contractor didn't wait for your folks to show up to make sure that they had done it properly. They went ahead and did it, and your folks came later after the dirt was already put back on, right?
Well, actually, our line locators, that we had a line locator and one who was in training for less than 6 months, they both show up and they were intercepted by this supervisor. I don't know if he was new, but it was actually the second time that there had been some type of, just interception, animosity, hitting of your chest, I guess it would be another way of saying this bravado on site. Because the contractor had moved forward before our line locators arrived. Andrew, as you often talk about, you know, we have an over 20% annual, you know, growth rate in South Santa Rosa County. You have contractors who want to get in, do the job, and get out, and they're very impatient. And so for that reason, when we talk with DEP to try to wrestle with the reasoning of this penalty, you know, DEP explained to us, look, I mean, we within our, you know, the law and our broad discretion, we are sending the message. Contractors have got to slow down. They've got to do the right thing. They've got to wait on those line locates. But also for the private utility and, yes, for the public utility, you know, there is shared responsibility to make sure that things like this do not ever happen again.
Okay, so it was a punitive damages kind of approach. It's a deterrence approach to make sure that everybody gets the message that this has to be done this way in the future. Period. No asterisks. Okay, because I couldn't make sense of how large the penalty was, but that does seem to fit more with that. Okay, go ahead, Sam. Sorry.
Right, and that is a large part of the conversation last night was between our city attorney relaying, the conversations with DEP's general counsel that this is not like a personal injury case. Environmental law is a broad and brutal place, and the penalty could have been up to three times higher than it was.
Wow.
The contractor, of course, has been fined, you know, more than double that amount, but what the council spent quite a bit of time deliberating last night is, well, where is the value to the ratepayer? Because as an enterprise, all costs have to be paid by the enterprise itself. And so, you know, for those ratepayers who were impacted by this cross connection, you know, you certainly don't want to then be looking at a rate increase. And what options does a public utility have? Well, DEP alternatively has allowed the city to submit infrastructure improvement projects at $1.5 million. So that would be 1.5 times that amount. And so we didn't get into what those potential projects could be. Obviously, it has to be something that isn't already in our capital improvement schedule.
Right.
But the council talked about, you know, just they want to make sure that to the maximum extent possible that this is to a benefit of the area that is impacted. DEP has opened the door to some unofficial conversations, you know, before we move forward. But that's really the most unsettling thing is that, you know, we sit there and we all think about how we would feel if this happened to our family. And you think about, you know, your staff, your employees whose morale has been so impacted, and the residents who actually had, you know, the residents who spoke and have reached out to our council by emails have likewise been shocked by the number. We all understand it's sending a message, but at the same time, we want to make sure that there is a benefit to the ratepayer and that there are just more protocols put in place in an area that, you know, is straining under growth to make sure that something like this never happens again.
Yeah, because the penalty is going to go to DEP, and if you have to jack up rates in response, it winds up meaning that the people who actually had the dirty water are they're going to pay money for after having had dirty. I mean, it's just it is kind of a weird situation. So at least if you can put capital improvements in that benefit them, Sam. So obviously, if you put the capital improvements in and it benefits those particular people affected, then we can see that they didn't just wind up paying as a result of it. Insurance won't cover this, is my first question. My second question is, how long do you have to come up with that capital improvement plan at the $1.5 million?
Well, both very good questions. To the first, no, insurance does not cover environmental penalties by state agency, and that was shared with DEP as part of our concerns for the burden of our ratepayers. And to the second question, DEP has told us that they have broad discretion, and they've invited us to present to them a schedule and what those, you know, projects would be. So I think if we can show them, let's say that it's, you know, septic elimination projects or the expansion of reclaim in that area. And I say that only because in hearing from Save Our Sound Side, you know, leaders particularly concerned about those things as they continue to see the development of the area. And so there's only so much you can do in a year. And so if we look at what that cost is, we look at a reasonable number of connections per year, I think DEP, you know, would be amenable to a multi-year schedule. That, of course, would be very important to making sure that there isn't a significant rate hike. Yeah. One of the things the council talked about last night is if they had to pay the penalty all in year one, you would be looking at an 18% rate increase for a private contractor's inadvertent cross connection. And so I think nobody wants that to happen.
Do we know yet what the rate increase will be? I'm assuming there will be one.
Well, that we're gonna staff is gonna go to work. Okay. And we're gonna look at capital projects. We're gonna look at, you know, obviously we're gonna need to defer capital projects that had taken priority. We're going to need to look at that full picture. Thankfully, Gulf Breeze has the Gulf Breeze Regional Water Board, which is comprised of a majority non-city residents.
Okay.
We're the only city utility that has a regional water board that the mayor and council historically have always made sure that it's comprised of non-city residents. And so they'll be reviewing those projects and making a recommendation to the council. And again, hopefully if we can spread those out reasonably and maybe jockey around some other capital projects, we can reduce, if not eliminate, the burden to our ratepayers.
Last question for you, Sam. Was any serious consideration given to fighting the penalty?
Yes, the council absolutely asked questions about that. And I, you know, what myself and our city attorney you know, could only do is reiterate what we have heard from DEP, because the worst thing would be for myself or the city attorney to provide our council with some type of false hope, and then the result be that we come back with a penalty three times higher than it is right now.
Right.
So the fact is that DEP has broad discretion. They're working within the rules and Florida statute. And so, you know, the city does not have a strong position. Midway Water System has released a press statement. They also are going to be, you know, settling with their penalty as well. But Andrew, I think this is, you know, the start of a long road. And so we'll look to see what unfolds between Gulf Breeze and Midway Water System. I'm hoping a lot of productive conversations will come out of that and a closer collaboration moving forward.
Very good. I know we didn't get a chance to talk about it. You had some good news with fishing and park stuff last night. That's not insignificant news. It's big news. We just don't have time to talk about it. Maybe we can play catch up the next time around. Sam Abel, City Manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Sam, I know you've been real busy taking a lot of calls and doing a lot of work and dealing with all this, but I appreciate you taking some time to talk to us this morning. Thanks so much for that. I appreciate it.
Always.